Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Back to Old School on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Jay Foreman, DP, Austin Orvin, man, one last time, even though we didn't break it up, we just doing our dang thing.
You're saying the basketball is reincarnated. That's all you're saying.
Yeah. Tomorrow, tonight. And I think they have a winnable game going up there against Oregon. I think now you're gonna play.
They were terrible last night, by the way.
Oh.
They were terrible.
That's nice.
They
were horrible.
They were horrible.
And so you're gonna get the best version of Oregon, but as we've seen, but I was gonna say, as we've seen with our own team, you can get your butt kicked, and then one can lead to two can lead to three, and obviously all the way down to six.
So quicksand.
I think Nebraska matches up well against Oregon. I don't think they're obviously as talented or as like. I think they're always going to be talented because I think Oregon's a sneaky good program. I like their coach Dana. But I think that last year they had a couple NBA players, so it's not as talent, high-level talent heavy. And that's, I think, where even though they're ranked in top 20 and only have five losses, I think the loss last night to UCLA is a byproduct, kind of like Nebraska, when you have a new group of talent, you're still trying to find your identity. So you can have an off night where you're not hitting, or off night that you just haven't showed up because you don't have the continuity that you want. So I think, you know, the biggest thing that, you know, Fred and the coaching staff has to do is, you know, go through the process of, okay, yeah, we won. Okay, now we know that we can stop a skid and we can play to a certain level. But there's a lot of stuff to clean up, because I think even though you're playing Illinois, you're playing yourself first and foremost. So the biggest thing that you want to think about, and this is for any sport, is keep striving for that standard that's never going to be reached. Because if you shoot for perfection, and obviously you're never going to be perfect, but there's things that you could do better in the second half. You could probably, you know, try to work on keeping the foot on the pedal to the metal, but then also let's not fall in love with what we did last night and lose sight of, okay, we still got to find maybe a little bit better ways to get Connor Siegen some of those shots that I talked about, get teams in a little bit of that guessing game and get him some open shots. So it's like a free throw. We got to get Raleigh going a little bit, kind of a little bit more identity for him. I like him more in that Sam Griesel mode. That's just me. Just, you know, I don't know anything about basketball. But
it's not just you.
Okay, well, good. At least we're agreeing on that. And then also I think at some point in time, we're going to need a big, huge game from Burke. And you also got to make sure you do a good job of keep working with Braxton Mead as well. Because whether it's foul trouble, or you go against a big bruising physical team, say you mix it up again with Michigan State, yeah, you're gonna need the guys that you know, got big bodies and stuff like that. So it's onward and upward. So we'll see what happens.
It was all interesting to watch. Again, if we had had these conversations yesterday versus today, it's a different world. Watching.
Let me ask you this. This is what I want to ask, DP, because you were there. Is what are your feelings on maybe I'm a little bit like this, or nobody's perfect, but I always wonder. I think sometimes fans have no sense of reality, right? And that's fine, and that's why they're great fans. But I want to ask you about the idea of the fans of the yeah, but. it's a legitimate question, or because I'm asking legit because. You know, you could be on a six-game losing streak, and you could play decent. You can play good and still lose, like Maryland. You probably just two or three defensive stops. You're there, Maryland game.
You're getting into deep water, because this is the definition. Trying to have people define what winning/success is.
Right. But once you do something that you obviously hadn't done, where you're ball, because I think sometimes people just ball up six losses and just say, okay, they're just all horrible.
It's mentally lazy.
Right. Right. But that's what people do, because it is. You lose.
Well, they don't know any better.
Sure.
Low hanging fruit.
But then when you win, right?
Everything's the best.
Some ways.
The best.
But then you got some fans like, all right, you won, but you still lost six in a row before that. Like, when are you going to let go of it's all of that forgive and forget? You can. We're not asking. We're just asking you to forgive us for losing six games. I ain't asking you to forget it. I can look on my schedule and say L, 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 L.
I can lean into what Coach Hoiberg's reaction to a win or loss is. Because he made it. If you want to know about a meal, go to the chef and go to the cook and ask him if he's proud of it. Like all the work he put in the back that you didn't see. Like you get the final product and you go, that was either a good meal or not. But you forget that the coaches, players have all put into this recipe. Mm. And sometimes you do everything perfect amount of everything. The timing's right. You got it in the oven with the other two compliments. You got it out. You got it on the plate and you trip and fall. Or, you know what? The sauces meet in the middle and it causes a problem. Basketball sports is just that way. We often talked about the fact that 6-6 in the football program is whatever the person that is consuming it says it is. Mm-hmm. Jay Foreman could say, they won six games and I'm happy they won six instead of five. But I think being efficient, they would have won nine. Mm-hmm. And here's how. He's right. Austin can say, no, you are who you are. We play a lot of spades.
Yeah.
You know,
you better get your books right, Jack. You ever play spades, Austin?
Bid three, make three.
I've not played spades.
Right?
I'm not a big card guy.
Right? You made three, you got three.
Go like, fish.
Yeah.
You had a five. No, you had a three. Yeah. That's what you got.
You get up off the table, too.
Right? And you have to remember that different programs have different expectation, different work levels, different efficiency, different. Here's the part that we miss about Nebraska basketball, and we don't say it enough. How many teams in the Big Ten would you swap talent with? How many starting fives in the Big Ten would you swap Nebraska's starting five for the starting fives around the Big Ten? Because talent matters. Mm-hmm. Scheme matters, and then your ability to actually be effective matters. As Jay Foreman says, he can tell somebody to put your heels on the 10-yard line 22 times, and it may not reach until the 24th or until...
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
O'Reilly. Check engine light on? Take the guesswork out of your check engine light with O'Reilly Veriscan. It's free and provides a report with solutions based on over 650 million vehicle scans verified by ASE certified master technicians. And if you need help, we can recommend a shop for you. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
They go out against Michigan State, panic, and chase one back inside the 10.
Yeah.
Well, the 23rd time, they're going to hit.
Yeah. Did you mean 10?
All of it is we have to be careful in the yeah, but. Mm. Because Coach Hoiberg's post game tells us he was proud of them.
Should.
But. There were still some things that they have to work on right away. Right away. We have to get better on the boards.
Yeah, we got a crush on the boards.
We have to take better shots in sequence. We have to attack the rim in a more violent, profound way. Mm-hmm. We have to defend the best shooter on the floor a little differently than we do the other four players on the floor, because they got caught late in the second half letting the best shooter on the floor take four open threes. Mm. Mm. And that's
that
right.
And it's not a, you know, and that's a catch 22, man. I mean, I think it's hard to coach, especially because these kids live in the moment. I mean, obviously you win at home, you got the new volleyball coach and Coach Cook kind of handing over the reins. It's a big deal. You got the football players there. And then you're like, okay, we won. Everything's fixed. No, we did what we're supposed to do. We still need to tweak it. It's like, I don't know. I like F1. I like watching those shows, F1, the racing docuseries. Even, you know, when Lewis Hamilton, when he was really rolling, they were still striving for better. And it could be just like a half a second in the 45th lap in the third turn. That's what they're focusing on. So that's the mentality I think Fred's trying to, you know, implement and continues. And it's also a week to week, day to day, game to game type of thing. It's something that you can't,
possession by possession.
You can't leave a stone unturned with a team like this and in a situation like this. And so, you know, I think that's the way college basketball and college sports is going to be, because you have the transfer portal and just constant flow of the roster. But then also you want to keep guys on edge. And I think, you know, DPS said this, man. I think, you know, the biggest thing that I think hopefully recruiting starts to turn towards, right? Because everybody's going to get paid, right? Mm-hmm. That's what the hope, obviously, everybody's getting paid.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully it starts putting more emphasis on want to, effort, and intensity, because you're going to have to be able to identify those as much as three-point percentage, length on you know, a defensive guy or what offensive tackle, because if you're trying to be a consistent winner, you're going to have to have a consistent roster identity. It does, because if you're getting paid $2 million and me and Austin are getting paid $20,000, all the things that I mentioned that need to come to the top of the list or at that same level doesn't matter.
I think
I'm paying you. You got to be a guarantee.
Well,
me and Austin, we can think about it. Like, you know,
well,
here's the thing, right?
That I'm, a lot of the work that's being done by the coaching staff in recruiting, before it was single leverage. We want you to come here. Here's what we'll do. And once you said, I want Jay Foreman to be my starting outside linebacker, I'm giving you the power.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now I have to be really specific that when I recruit Jay Foreman, I don't give up my power.
Yeah.
To be able to ask questions that, Jay, in a critical situation, are you coachable? In a critical situation, are you going to listen? How tough are you? How disciplined are you away from the field? How good are you in film study? How good are you at leading? Because quite frankly, if I'm going to give you $2 million and Austin $20,000, I need you not only to be you, but I need for you to make him better.
You need to make him in the
$50,000 to $60,000. Right. Yeah. And so recruiting, what I love about all of this is that it should, air quotes, it should make the coaches better. It should make the recruiting better because you care more. It is an investment now. It's not a payment. It's an investment. Yeah. And you have to be able to say to people, listen, as a coach, if I'm making $7 million a year, I'm not going to lose my job over a $50,000 commitment.
Yeah,
I'm not going to do it. So guess what? I need to make sure that if I'm going to promise you $200,000 over the next 4 years, that it doesn't cost me my job.
Yeah. It's hard. I think
we agree in advance on how this is going to work. Hey, mom and dad, listen, dad, Mr. Foreman, he's going to come here. But listen, I need to be sure that, one, you're going to be supportive of our mission.
Yeah.
Like, I don't need you calling me at 3 o'clock in the morning. You know what? I need that when he comes home on the weekend, that guess what? The same rules apply, that he not out in the streets for those 7 days that he's home with you.
Yeah.
Because when you send him back to me and he's not able to practice and play, you're going to call me again. And I'm not going to let one phone call turn into seven.
Yeah.
Everybody's got to be better going forward in this thing.
Yeah, it's huge. It's a tricky recruiting is tricky because you'd like to think it's investment. These kids are trying to get paid. The smart kids and the kids that are quote unquote invested, they know they're going to get paid. They're investing in basketball, and peeling back that stinky onion is hard because the first time at adversity or a hard question, they can throw their hands up and go to another college. Well, if that's the case, you know, they answered it for you. I don't know if you could get I wish you could do like a couple combines or something where you could.
Oh, that's going to happen. That's the next big move.
Where you get before the portal or whatever, your high school kids, get them there. And like I would say, like, put them through it. I want to see how you operate with no sleep.
No, there's going to be a college free agent camp.
Yeah, that's great.
It's going to happen. But here's the other thing. Coaches and recruiters are going to have to check the Carfax, man. You're going to have to talk to – I'm going to have to talk to Jay's last coach. I'm going to have to talk to his professors. I can't just simply email, text back and forth, and then, you know, send a DocuSign. Nope. For $200,000, I need to – listen, who you dating matters. How you date matters, right? Are you eating what's in your fridge, right?
Yeah.
What's your study program?
You ain't coming here with this gourmet stuff we got over here at the Big Red Project talking about you ain't eating the food.
Oh, you taking your Husker Bucks and you going to McDonald's. Hey man.
I mean, it's gonna be like a Miami Heat Pat Riley. I know you were at Amigos. Anyways, what's a quick break?
Come back. Scouts everywhere.
Jay Forbit, DP Austin. We'll be right back.
Watch Old School live on Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch. Old School with DP and Jay on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.